Hi, we're back with another Let's Play COD Zombies. So here we are. Oh, bollocks. Good thing I have this Thompson. Alright, I'm gonna see how long I can go without dying. You're not actually at all farther than you were from the last episode. Actually, you're still on where you left off, pretty much. I just started another part of the Let's Play. Alright, so, Point Fest. I'm here, round 5. Let me turn down the volume a little. Yeah, a little bit. So here I am, round 5. 420, round 6 now. 420 points at your own totem. Putting down bouncing Bettys for our safe havens when times get rough. Lordy. Boom, headshot. Try not to talk too much, so you know what? It's a lot better with me talking. Cause like if it's silent, then what's the point in you guys listening? Hold on. Okay, never mind. Sorry. Sorry, it's like 9 and yes, I love the double points, the double, Sabania. Oh, there we go, 3 knife kills, balls, if yours, you like bars, no, just kidding, you don't like bars. Unless it's basketballs, you like basketballs? Yes, you do. I bet you do like basketballs. Here, let me turn the volume down a little bit more. Back to the Future, playing in the background. Oh, come on, freaking Wi-Fi thing. Keeps saying my Wi-Fi code is incorrect like every 5 seconds. I've got good weapons, I just need the Raven and I'm set. I have MG42 and Thompson. Okay, I would love the Black Ops maps, but, you know, I wouldn't even mind if they just made an update where it gave you the Black Ops guns for the World at War maps, you know. Or if they made that DLC or something. Like 99¢ for Black Ops guns, because they'd still make like $1. They like $1 multiplied by all the people waiting. Like they have about 30,000 comments that asking for at least a update for the World at War weapons. I think they'd make quite a bit of money doing that. Oh, box. What? No, don't set off all my bouncing Bettys. Oh, bloody heck. And if you are liking these, gameplay videos, podcast thingies, then,